Welcome to the new episode of ES399. Today we'll be talking with Meredith. Hi, Meredith.
Hey, Alicia.
How are you so far?
Great. Really, really excited to be talking with you today.
You as well. So let's start off with, what are you trying to bring to the conversation about food sustainability?
Yeah, that's a great question. I wonder why that is. So I think a lot of times when people talk about food sustainability or the food movement, basically what that means is like a lot of like white, mostly upper middle class folks, you know, talking about organic food or sustainable agriculture, often like buy local, like buy fair trade. And there are all these like images and there's this narrative that tends to be like pretty exclusive, and also kind of ignores a lot of the social implications of food issues more generally. And I think I kind of want to get into that narrative and complicate it, bring in voices that are not always represented from the mainstream environmental perspective or in the broader conversation, and sort of help readers sort of think about issues of race and gender and class and how that all plays out in the food movement and in food issues more generally.
Yeah. Oh, and so then what drew you to this topic? Because you do seem very passionate about it.
Yeah, I think honestly, like, part of it is that I'm one of those people who feels really comfortable in, like, the mainstream, like, food movement. Like, mm-hmm. when I think about, you know, my, like, high school years, like, it was a big deal to, like, go down to, like, the farmer's market every Saturday, and, like, that was just what people in my neighborhood would do, and it feels very familiar to me. But then it's also been really important to me recently to start kind of looking critically at my background and at my identity and figure out, like, how that sort of shapes the way I engage with environmentalism and environmental issues. And so I sort of wanted to, like, bring those two pieces of myself together and sort of, like, reconcile those kinds of experiences. And I also, like, think that food is a particularly, like, powerful lever for social and environmental change, just because, you know, we need it. We can't do anything without it. And it serves to, like, really bring us together and facilitate these, like, really great and important social interactions.
So. Yeah, that's so true. I think I heard once that people, when they are brought to another country, the last thing they will let go is their food.
Yeah.
So it does play a big role. How do you, if there was an ideal world, how would you imagine it being more inclusive?
Yeah, that's a really hard question. I think what I am often inspired by, there are a lot of programs that are, like, you know, they're focused on, like, working with youth, but, like, they really, like, effectively, like, bring people together from very different, like, backgrounds, very different cultures, and, like, making a space where people feel like they can really, like, bring their real selves and, like, be there as their real selves and, like, have, like, you know, like, be upfront about these issues and not kind of, like, talk around them. I think, to me, like, that is, like, a key part of, you know, whatever better world we're creating. And I think, like, those sort of pieces of being able to, like, develop that trust and that, like, honesty, and creating that space to bring all of the parts of yourself to the table, like, I think that is what we'll need going forward.
What is the biggest takeaway for you so far?
I think sometimes when I talk about these issues with people, it's hard for me because they're very complex and they have, like, really long histories. Like, you know, when you're introducing a food justice lens, you get into this history of, like, marginalization, and there are a lot of things tied to agriculture and the land and food specifically, I think, especially in the U.S., that it's been that way for so long, and addressing it takes a lot of work and has to happen on a lot of different scales. So one thing that's been important to me is recognizing that the work that happens, not just, like, on the policy level or on the community level, but within yourself, is really important, and kind of recognizing that, like, personal change and, like, personal growth is a major part of the more, like, social and environmental change that we need to work on. So.
Nice. And so then, who do you imagine your audience to be? And what do you hope they can walk away from what you show them?
Yeah, I think this is honestly something that I've struggled with the most in writing about these topics, because there's a part of me that really wants to write for, like, myself when I was in high school, basically. and reach people who are similar to me, who have a lot of the same experiences and who maybe like haven't thought about the social implications of food sustainability or haven't like developed the language around you know, issues of their identity. And I want to sort of like scaffold that and like help people who haven't had experience thinking about, you know, critical race theory and like how that maybe applies to like food sustainability, and help sort of like help those people, you know, start their journey of developing that awareness. But then I also, I do want to be able to create things and write things that are useful to people from a whole variety of different perspectives. And so that's something that I'm like really struggling to balance. And I forget who said this, but some famous person said that there is no such thing as the general audience. So that's kind true. Of like, yeah. So sort of being able to like combine those goals for me is something that I'm still trying to like balance.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Meredith.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time, Alicia.
All right. And have a good night.
Okay.